from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee. Yes.
I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
And I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All right. Got me now? All right. So now we found the button. Good morning, everybody. We'll do it again. Good morning and welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios, at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. You can see and hear us. Yes, now you can hear us as well. Right here on YouTube, that's for sure. And all I have to say is if you haven't tried it out, do it. Go to YouTube. And hit South Point Studios, so put that in the search bar, and then when you get to the position, the you'll see us, it'll be the South Point Network, and you'll be watching the Race Day show and listening to it as well. And so we welcome you to the this Sunday show, the Sunday before the big weekend coming up that starts on Thursday for the Belmont Racing Festival that, of course, includes the Belmont Stakes and a whole slew of great stakes races. I am telling you right now, what I'm hearing around the country is every racehorse that is in training now that are stakes caliber horses are pointing towards a stakes race somewhere on the Saratoga calendar for the next 4 days. Those 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is going to be a blockbuster of great stakes races. I understand Jonathan told me before we got on the air today that they already do for the Acorn, which is the counterpart of the Kentucky Oaks and the Black Eyed Susans. And the winner of the Kentucky Oaks, Thorpina Anna, will be in there. And the juvenile filly champion of last year, Jess FYI, are among those fillies in that race. And that's just the start. I can tell you it's going to be great. We also welcome all of the listeners here that are running around town early in the morning with our anchor radio station, the Race Day Las Vegas anchor station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of you listening around the world through the many different platforms that we have, like our audio streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world. iPhone or Android, got that covered, too. The KSHP app will give you all of the sounds from the radio station. And, of course, the YouTube app will give you the sights and sounds of the Race Day show. You can take either one of those two apps for your iPhones or your Androids, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the Race Day show for this Sunday. And all I can say is we're going to take a nice rest tomorrow and Tuesday, because when we start on Wednesday, we're going to ramp it up. It's going to be a heck of a weekend next weekend. Let's hope the weather, Mother Nature, the weather, will cooperate and be racing fans as well. As I look at the update for the 10-day forecast now, we get to Thursday, 6th of June, the opening of the 4-day Belmont Racing Festival. And on Thursday, they say an 85% chance of rain, 75 will be the high, the low 58. Then on Friday, the day of the Acorn and a lot of other great stakes races, Friday, you have showers, 57% chance of precipitation and 76 the high. Belmont Stakes Saturday, the high will be 71 degrees, overnight lows in 57, about 58% chance of showers there as well. And on Sunday, the closing day of the four-day meet, it'll be a high of 76 and a 44% chance of showers. Now, that's what the weatherman says, but as you know, and as Jonathan keeps telling us from Saratoga, it is a patchwork type of rain pattern that goes through Saratoga. It can be raining on the street in front of the grandstand at Saratoga and be fast and firm and great on the other side of the grandstand where the racing is. So let's keep that in mind. Let's keep our fingers crossed. A lot of the top horses, the Belmont horses for the Belmont Stakes, had their final works yesterday. Most of them went through their paces just fine. Sierra Leone, the Pletcher horses, of course, Mystic Dan and Thorpita Anna, all of the horses that were registered with workouts yesterday that are pointing towards the Acorn and the Belmont Stakes all did fine, all great workouts there. You couldn't really get any kind of tip-off on any of the workouts from these horses because they did exactly what they were supposed to do, good and bad, indifferent. They just did what they were supposed to do, and they're ready and set for this big weekend. We can't wait to get started. Now, what's going to happen on the Race Day show next week is this. On Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 4 days of the Belmont Racing Festival, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get John Lendo and Jonathan Ardoon to do their mini little seminars that we do on our shows that we did for Preakness weekend and for, of course, Derby weekend. We'll do it on our regular Race Day shows, 7 a.m. start time Pacific time, Wednesday through Sunday. So at 7 a.m. on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be doing the special little seminars on our show, on the beginning, the early part of our show, on those particular races on those days. Okay, Jonathan and John will go back and forth on that. We get a little bit of insight on that. But I can tell you it's going to be some great racing, folks. Just taking a look at the schedule of stakes races. On Thursday, Saratoga will host the Astoria, the Belmont Gold Cup, a grade two on the turf, the Jersey Girl, and the Tremont. Then on Friday, Saratoga will come in with the Acorn for the three-year-old fillies, the Intercontinental, a grade two on the turf, the Just a Game Stakes, another graded stakes race, grade one on the turf, and the New York Stakes, a grade one on the turf. That'll all happen on Friday. And then on Belmont Stakes Saturday. Oh, boy, here we go. Of course, the Belmont Stakes, a $2 million race at a mile and a quarter. That's the main event. You have the Poker Stakes, the Manhattan Stakes, a grade one, the Suburban, a grade two, always a popular race for the handicap division, the True North, a grade two, and the Woody Stevens, a grade one, and that's always a fun race too, the Woody Stevens. Now, also, Breeders' Cup Win and You're In grade one races on the same day of the Belmont. Remember, the Belmont is not a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup, but it's the main event, obviously, the third jewel at the Triple Crown. But you will have the Jaipur, a grade one on the turf, the Met Mile, a grade one on the main, and the Ogden Phipps, a grade one on the main. Breeders' Cup Win and You're In races on that same card on Saturday. And then we'll come back on Sunday at Saratoga with the Beverly Steinman, a grade one on the turf, the Bowery, the Commentator, the Critical Eye, the Kingston, the Mike Lee, the Mount Vernon as well. So it's going to be a heck of a weekend out at Saratoga coming starting on Thursday. And as I say, we'll keep our fingers crossed for the weather there. All righty. Other news as far as racing is concerned, we know that Sierra Leone, they will be changing the bit that goes in the horse's mouth, the bit on Sierra Leone for the Belmont Stakes. Now, he worked with that bit yesterday morning. Worked out fine. They call this new bit the cage bit. It is to help with his lugging in and out habit. Remember how he lugged in and was crazy at the end of the Kentucky Derby. He started that habit, by the way, in the bluegrass, but he cleared the field at the time when he came in. So now they're going to try that new cage bit on Sierra Leone for the Belmont Stakes. As I say, he worked out on it with it yesterday morning, and it looked fine, no problem. Jonathan Ardoon, like I told Jonathan yesterday when we were talking about the suspension of that trainer in Pennsylvania, I said, listen, we got sharp listeners out there. I personally don't know what cobalt salt does to a horse, or why they prohibit that as a something you can't use on horses, etc. Jonathan was a little bit, he didn't know either, but we had a listener who did, and he sent Jonathan all you need to know about that. Jonathan, when he comes on, will explain the update from our listener on the cobalt salt situation there for the suspension. And it was a day of highs and lows for the Asmussen fan, because Steve Asmussen, the trainer, won the second race at Churchill Downs, but he didn't have his regular jockey, Keith Asmussen, aboard. Tyler Gaffleone was substituting for Keith because Keith fell in a spill in the first race at Churchill, and he was taken to the hospital. Keith afterwards tweeted out on X that he had a leg and hip injury. He had a problem with his left femur, and he will be going into surgery either today or tomorrow for that. Keith Asmussen will be on the sidelines for a while there. And later on, yesterday on the same day, his brother, Eric Asmussen, was injured in a spill at Lone Star Park and was taken to the hospital. So Steve's two sons wound up in separate injuries at separate racetracks and separate spills yesterday, while Steve was winning a few races here and there yesterday. So we'll keep our thoughts and prayers about that for the Asmussen family. The ups and downs, the highs and lows of this great sport of kings, that's for sure. All righty, we got on our show today Jonathan Ardoon. We're going to bring on John Lendo early. Rich Eng will be along with us. Jerry J, this is going to be the final show for Jerry J for a while. He is going to take some time off, and so we will have Jerry J on the show as well. Remember, no New York racing until Thursday, so we'll get Jerry's picks for Santa Anita today. All right, taking a look at what happened yesterday then. Churchill Downs had six stakes races yesterday, and they rolled out like this. The Arlington Stakes on the turf was the sixth race on the card. Ottoman Fleet and a great ride by Flavian Pratt gets the job done. Ottoman Fleet paid $4.16 as the favorite for Charlie Appleby and Godolphin Stable. Second was Chasing the Crown. Irish Aces was third in the race. One of the horses that were supposed to be one of the contenders with the favorite, Emmanuel, got slammed out of the starting gate and never completely recovered. In the Aristides Stakes, the seventh on the card, winner there was Close the Game Sugar. Close the Game Sugar upset the big 1-4 favorite Skelly in the Aristides yesterday. Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. Got, and Adam Rice is the trainer. This is, of course, an offspring of Linda Rice. Adam Rice, the trainer there. It was Ortiz's third win already on the day in seven races. Paid $38.92. Finishing second was Skelly. Third in the race was Tejano Twist. So Skelly has 16 starts with 10 wins and 15 in the monies. But he didn't get the win yesterday as the big, big, huge prohibitive favorite that started the all-stakes pick five yesterday at Churchill. Big upset. Closed the Game Sugar in the Aristides. Then came the Shawnee Stakes at a mile and 16th, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. The winner there was Scylla in a solid performance. Scylla with Javier Castellano for Bill Mott paid $4.52 as the favorite there, outrunning Zegura and Wet Paint, who finished third. In the Regret Stakes for three-year-old fillies at a mile and 1/8 on the turf, the winner there was Pinup Betty. Luis Saez aboard for Mike Maker, $15.30 the price there. Bukuchu was second, and Javia was third in the race. Javia, big long shot, held in there for a long time, was part of the pace and the Regret. Then you had the Blame Stakes. The winner there was Highland Falls in a heady ride by Florent Garreau for Brad Cox. This was a Godolphin-owned horse, so Godolphin won two races yesterday at Churchill, two stakes races. Highland Falls paid $3.90 as the favorite, outrunning Cogliostro and Dreamlike, who finished third. And in the Audubon Stakes, the fifth and final race in the all-stakes pick five and the final race on the card, the winner was Cugino. Flavian Pratt aboard. Pratt got his third win of the day for trainer Shug McGahee, paying $7.34, outrunning Leganos and Camaro Z. So the all-stakes pick five yesterday at Churchill paid $3,304.63. And outside of the $15 winner in the Regret that was a middle-priced winner, the other three of the five were favorites. But that big upset, that big favorite Skelly that went down in the first part, the first race in the pick five, really made that pick five pay a lot, that's for sure. Santa Anita yesterday in the Triple Bend Stakes, the winner there was Happy Jack. Happy Jack took the lead in a four-horse field, and they stalked him, but they never got to him. Happy Jack pulled off the win in the 7-furlong stakes race for Edwin Maldonado and trainer Doug O'Neill and the owner Calumet Farm. You remember them from the old days in the 40s and 50s when they were a prominent stable in America. Happy Jack paid $7.80, outrunning Dr. Beckman and Big City Lights. And in the Honeymoon Stakes for three-year-old fillies at the mile and 1/8 on the turf, the winner there was Circle of Trust. Antonio Freisu's second win of the day for trainer Phil D'Amato. Turf stakes race, Phil D'Amato. Circle of Trust paid $8.20, outrunning Sakura Blossom and Faith Understood. That yesterday at Santa Anita. Pick six got a carryover. Here's how that happened. You had a $13 winner, $7.20 and $7.80, $8.20. Then $36.60, and the final race paid $40.20. That put the cap on the carryover for the pick six today at Santa Anita. Jeremy Laprida, a jockey who Jonathan Ardoon was talking about from the East Coast that has been racing at Parks, flying out back and forth to California. He had two wins yesterday. He won the second race at $9.20 and the final race at $40.20. So he's shown the people in Southern California this kid can ride. That was a Steve Knapp trainee, by the way, paying $40. Pick six carryover exceeding $63,000. Five out of six paid $2,705.40 yesterday. Monmouth Park. Frankie Dettori, who was at Penn National Friday night, winning their two big races there, including the Penn Mile, went to Monmouth Park to ride the Jersey Derby and won that aboard Twirling Point. Twirling Point, Dettori for Jonathan Thomas, paid $5.20, annexing another stakes race over the weekend for Frankie Dettori. Second was Move to Gold. Third was Fiddle Lake, Yeah, You Got It. in the Jersey Derby. Twirling Point wins there. But he was not the riding star of the day. Paco Lopez won 5 of the first 10 races yesterday at Monmouth Park of the 12-race card. Big day for Paco and Dettori at Monmouth Park yesterday. Woodbine, 4 nice stakes races. The Jacques Carter won by Flag of Honor with Kazuchi Kimura for Julia Carey, paying $560. The Bell Mahone won by Fashionably Fabe for Kevin Attard and trainer jockey Pedro Moran, paying $1,620. In the Royal North, the winner there was Play the Music for Pat Husband and Mark Cassie, $6 even. And in the Eclipse Stakes, the winner there was Palazzi with Sahan Savici aboard at $15.10, also trained by Mark Cassie. Mark Cassie wins 2 of the 4 stakes races yesterday at Woodbine. Gulfstream Park, winner of the Game Face Stakes there, Musicia. For Gustavo Delgado, and the trainer, and the jockey Miguel Vasquez, paying $31.80 in an upset there at Gulfstream. And at the Evangeline Downs yesterday, the Louisiana Legends Knights winners there in the Mademoiselle. The winner was Overcharged with Jose Guerrero, paying $220. The Cheval won by Tis She's Lucky Star. Chris Rozier paying $56.60, and the Turf Distaff for Harper paid $13.20, ridden by Joel Dominguez. In the Soray Stakes, the winner, Light of Maine, for C.J. McCarron at $12 even. The Turf Stakes race won by Who Took the Money, $9.40 there for C.J. McCarron, winning back-to-back stakes races last night at Evangeline. And in the Sprint Stakes, the winner there was Not on Herb. Jose Vargas got his second win of the night, paying $6.20 there. That's what happened yesterday around the country. But we're looking forward to today around the country, and we'll start on that with our handicappers and your racing menu right after this first break. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
On race day, time to get to our racing menu for today. And of course, as we remind you always, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, going to step on out to the racebook here at South Point, these will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today. We are in the Pacific time zone. Listening anywhere else, on any place else that you're listening to us, and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. So you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races today. They have a small carryover today at Laurel in their Pick 6 jackpot. $2,959 in the Pick 6 jackpot today at Laurel Park. 9 races, first post time is 9:25. Then we go to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Churchill Downs has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $119,438. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, Churchill. $119,438. You got 10 races today at Churchill. The feature is the Mint Julep, $250,000 grade 3 on the turf at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A 9 filly field before scratches. And Delahaye is the 2-1 favorite with Tyler Gaffleone. First post time, Churchill, 9:45. Then, of course, we have Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park has a first post time today for 12 races at 9:50. 9:50 at Monmouth Park today. Following that, we have Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover standing at $322,078. Nine races at Gulfstream. First post time is 9:55. Woodbine, north of the border. Their Super High 5 jackpot carryover now stands at $169,365. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $39,717. 10 races at Woodbine today. First post time is at 10:10. 10:10 at Woodbine. Canterbury Park has 8 races. Canterbury Park's first post time is 11:10. 11:10 at Canterbury Park. Then we go to Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has a first post time today for 8 races at 12:40. 12:40 at Hawthorne for their racing card today. Santa Anita, they have 8 races today at Santa Anita. The Desert Stormer Stakes, a grade 3 for $100,000 at 6 furlongs, is their feature. It's the 7th race on the card. 7 go to the post in this one. A good competitive renewal of the Desert Stormer. The morning line favorite there at 2-1 is Richie with Juan Hernandez aboard, but it's a competitive race. First post time at Santa Anita with a pick 6 carryover. They didn't hit it yesterday. The pick 6 carryover, not a jackpot, a regular pick 6 with a dollar base bet. Pick 6 carryover, $63,127. First post time at Santa Anita is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate, we're getting down to the nitty gritty with Golden Gate. Next weekend is the end of Golden Gate, but for today they have 8 races at Golden Gate and a first post time of 1:15. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $19,938. That's their pick 6 carryover at Golden Gate today. And again, first post time is at 1:15. Emerald Downs has 9 races today. Emerald Downs has a carryover in their pick 6, small one, $513. First post time, Emerald Downs for 9 races, 1:30. Then we go to Prairie Meadows. Super High 5 jackpot carryover there is $18,618. 7 races at Prairie Meadows. They also have a pick 5 jackpot carryover. That pick 5 jackpot carryover, $55,150. Remember, a Super High 5 jackpot carryover and a pick 5 jackpot carryover at Prairie Meadows. 7 races, first post time, 2 p.m. And then we wrap it up tonight at Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos, first post time is 5:45. 9 races. First 5 races will be mixed breed races at 1,000 yards. And the last 4 races will be quarter horse races. Los Al, first post time, 5:45. And that's your menu for today. Now let's get out to Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Alf, how are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. All I can say is that it was interesting racing yesterday. Listen, we got smart listeners, no doubt about it. You had one that contacted you through email and told you all about what cobalt salt does and why it's so penalized in racing. We also have a listener out there that, chatting right now on our on the YouTube website. This guy came up winning the pick 5 and the pick 6 yesterday at Churchill. How about that? Mr. Guitar 2010 is the man. Is his label. So if anybody knows him out there and you need a couple of bucks, he's got plenty of it. That's for sure.
Good job.
In any case, tell me about cobalt salt as you now know it.
Okay, so a terrific listener we have. Let's just call him Jeff because that's his name. And a lot of times he contacts me after the show and he corrects whatever mistakes I may have made, or he compliments me on something I said that was right. Anyway, he informed me that Patty Ferraro, the trainer that is being suspended, she's the third one that Parks has suspended. It's a what cobalt salts is, it's a banned substance because it has been found to be a performance enhancer by unnaturally producing higher red blood cell counts. So this isn't like metformin or something where they're going to complain about contamination, because this you had to give the horse, I guess. There's no way around it. And supposedly it's like a really bad drug to give horses. I mean, it's a performance enhancer, and I don't know what excuse they're going to use, but this is the third Parks trainer that has been caught doing this. So obviously it's something that they use at Parks, or people try to use it, but this is the third trainer to get nailed, so maybe people will be more cautious now.
Yes, let's hope so. That's for sure. And unnatural way of getting performance enhancing, huh? Mm. And I would imagine that cobalt salt is not something that is naturally produced or just sitting around somewhere. You have to intentionally get it.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're not going to blame contamination on this one. There's no way around it, I guess. It's a bad thing, Ralph. And listen, that's one of the good things about Heiser. They're trying to clean up the game, so that we compliment them for. It's sometimes the way they go about doing it that's where the problems begin.
Well, I can tell you this, we criticize them sometimes, but we give them 5 stars. Kudos for this one, that's for sure. Cobalt Salt. Okay, what a day the Asmussen's had, huh?
And both of them in the first race, and both of them on different parts of the country. And Mrs. Asmussen, Steve's wife, I'm sure will want to have 2 more trainers added to the family and maybe give up the riding part of it. They're getting big anyway, but they're doing a terrific job, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they're certainly getting better. Keith Asmussen, the accident at Churchill, I think, was a lot worse than the other one.
Yeah.
Keith Asmussen has a broken femur, but, you know,
yeah,
he has broken bones, so that can't be good. And his kidney was lacerated. He sounded like he was in a lot worse shape than his other brother, but neither case is good.
Well, there was a lot of great stakes races yesterday at Churchill, some upsets, and I guess Skelly getting upset in the Aristides really helped out in both the pick 6 and pick 5 payoffs there, that's for sure. He broke badly in that race, but
that's a new habit. He's gotten into this habit his last couple of starts. He's away from the gate, and then he takes like a step back. He waits for the, I don't know what it is, but he like hesitates at the start. I'm not saying it cost him the race. He was supposed to win anyway. He was, you know, supposed to be better than those. But listen, that's why they run the races, because everyone could get beat.
Close the game, Sugar. Is a horse. Now, a lot of people were talking about how to analyze this race, and certainly when you're putting together a pick 5 ticket or, maybe exactas, etc., you'll maybe look for 1 or 2 long shots that you think have a chance if the circumstances come up right, and it did yesterday for Close the Game, Sugar, that you can get a nice upsetter to beat that horse and get a really nice exacta payoff or knock out a lot of people in the pick 5. And a lot of the analysts were talking about Tejano Twist and a few of Bourbon Heist, but I don't think anyone expected Close the Game, Sugar, to win. Trained by Adam Rice, who I guess is Linda Rice's son?
Nephew.
Nephew, okay. It's Linda Rice, is related to Linda Rice, wins the race. And Irad Ortiz Jr., I mean, this guy, and he's been tearing up Churchill Downs when he's there, too. This guy is something else, isn't he?
He really is. The problem with that, Ralph, when you have a single and then you start doubling and tripling, well, your ticket becomes a lot more expensive and a lot more expensive in a hurry. However, when you get to beat a horse like that, you certainly get rewarded if you connect the rest of the dots. And apparently that's what one of our listeners did. So congratulations to him.
Well, I do know one thing, that the Shawnee Stakes with Scylla winning as impressively as she did is right up there with Adair Manor and Idiomatic now, as far as that division is concerned. It really was a fantastic win.
Yeah, it was. By the way, back to Saratoga for a minute. Thursday, they have 4 grass races scheduled. Friday, 6 grass races scheduled. So, again, you know, we're going to hope that the weather misses or dances all around the track and doesn't hit the track, which is a possibility.
All right. I got you. I'm going to get you right to the picks for today because John Lindo is standing by for us. We got to get him on and off rather early on the show. So what are we doing today?
Okay. How about a couple of winners to close out the week? Let's look at Churchill, race number 6, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Princip. This is a 5-year-old gelding who was last seen at Santa Anita. I guess he was privately purchased or they transferred him to Churchill Downs. Anyway, he now goes for Greg Foley, who's having a fine meet. He's 8-for-30 at the meet. Irad Ortiz aboard to ride. This horse is listed at 5-to-1 on the morning line.
Uh-huh.
They've done a terrific job spacing this horse's races. They give him time, and when they get time, he runs well. Well, he's coming off of time now. Again, you're getting 5-to-1 on the morning line, full field there. I like number 7, Princip, to win today's 6th race out of Churchill.
Yeah, and Greg Foley, of course, one of the local trainers there in Kentucky that does very well. So in the 6th race, you like the 7, Princip, the 7 in the 6th at Churchill, and?
Let's go to Santa Anita. Look at race number 7. This is the Desert Storm, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Delightful Heart. The 4-year-old filly from the Mike Pipey barn, Mike Smith aboard to ride. 3 career starts, each race better than the previous one. There's a lot of early speed in this race to set things up for her. I like number 5, Delightful Heart, to win today's 7th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, 7th race, number 5, Delightful Heart, your pick, and the Desert Stormer, 7th race, the 5. All I can say is I hope Mike Smith gives this horse a better trip than he did with the favorite yesterday in the honeymoon. That's all I got to say. And in any case, enough said.
And you never Ralph, you never complain about rides or riders, to be honest with you. It must have been a doozy.
Yeah, it was. It was dressed up and no place to go. Anyhow, you have sheets. You have sheets for Gulfstream, Churchill, and Santa Anita today, do you not?
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralphie. Stay safe. Be well Wednesday.
Yes, you get some sleep because starting on Wednesday and all through next week, you're going to be busy, buddy.
Nonstop.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. All right. We're coming right back. John Lindo standing by in the studios in Southern California. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB port to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
On Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday, and now we're going to go right out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by, but not in his usual spot in the studios down there in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, I'm up at Anaheim Stadium. We've got our show, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, that goes from 8 to 10 today, and I'm sitting in as the guest host, so got up here a little bit early, do your show, and get to work here on Thoroughbred LA.
Well, we don't want to keep you from doing your show and getting prepared for that. I know what the preparation means, that's for sure. Anything happened yesterday across the country that piqued your interest?
Well, you know, you saw Happy Jack. Brad Freak told us on via Twitter that he got 105 buyer speed figure winning the Triple Bend yesterday.
Wow.
Got an easy lead there, setting a slow pace, but he really finished well, and it looks like he's found a home as a sprinter.
I got to tell you, it looked like everybody was kind of playing cat and mouse and figured, well, we'll let him get out there. But then they started checking out each other, the other three guys. And when you got, Mr. Maldonado on a pace horse, this guy's one of the best on front runners right now in the nation, I think.
Well, when you have a small field, that happens sometimes. It gets tactical, and somebody's got to make a move, and it was the right thing. Just Maldonado put his horse on the lead, said, well, if you're going to let me have it, I'll go take it. And you know he can finish. He finished well to the Chosen Brawn the race before. So yeah. Hats off to the connections there. He ran a corker yesterday.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. And this Jeremy Laprida is starting to make a little bit of waves there in Southern California, going back and forth across the nation from Pennsylvania to California. But he had two key wins yesterday, and I know one of them, the last race winner, probably had the carryover, although I think the carryover was already in place by the time they got to the last race.
Yeah, they had sealed the fate before the last race, but good to see Jeremy Laprida get a couple of wins. He had struggled during this Hollywood meet. I think he was something like 1 for 59 or something, but he gets out, he works hard. And like I say, when on the dark days, he flies back and rides at Parks on the Mondays and Tuesdays. And then he comes back to Southern California. So you can't fault this guy for lack of effort. And he looked good on those two winners yesterday.
He sure did. You're talking about the race before that, that $36.60 winner was trained by Kelly Banham. Do you know anything about Kelly Banham?
Kelly Bynum is based at Turf Paradise. You're going to see some of these guys coming in now with other places like Golden Gate, which closes next week. So some of the guys who don't usually run in Southern California will be, you know, you'll see the names in the program. But he has been based at Turf Paradise. I don't know if he will go up to Emerald Downs in any time, but he's got a few horses down in Southern California.
All right, we got a few jocks that have been competing in Southern California that are going to get some days, and one of them is Mr. Pratt, but I got to think he's going to ask for a stay because he's got a lot of engagements and stakes races at, coming up Saratoga.
Right, Flavien Pratt was given 3 days on Friday, which it'll start next Friday, supposedly June 7th, but he's already named at horses at Saratoga, and you know he's riding Sierra Leone and the Belmont. So you got to think that his agent will go ahead and apply and try and get a stay of suspension and appeal that and ride through next weekend. And Armando Ayuso, who got a nice win yesterday, he's got a 4-day suspension for a ride on Friday, and that will start on June the 13th. So he'll ride next week, but he'll miss closing weekend at Santa Anita.
John, you're going to be a busy man next week as well as Jonathan, that's for sure. I already told the listeners out there that we're going to do our mini seminars as we do on the big day shows, both Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the Saratoga meet. I'll have you and Jonathan going back and forth on those stakes races. But the Lindell Report is available only here at the South Point in Las Vegas, and it's free of charge, complimentary here. What's the schedule like for the Lindell Report?
Well, we'll do the Saratoga meet the 4 days, so we'll do that next Thursday through Sunday. And as usual, we'll have Santa Anita next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So a lot of racing. I'm looking forward to it. They've already drawn those first two cards at Saratoga. 10 races on Thursday, 99 horses in the bodies of the races. On Friday, 12 races, 128 horses, I think, is the number for those 12 races.
And, of course, the Oaks that's coming up on Friday, I understand, will have entered in it Torpedo Anna, which is, of course, the winner of the Kentucky Oaks, and the juvenile filly champion of last year, just FYI, among that field.
Right. The Acorn, I think, goes as the last race on the card at Saratoga on Friday. They're both in the race. It'll be a rematch of the Kentucky Oaks.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, that's for sure. And that's just the start of some of the great stuff going on. I mean, all those stakes races. And, of course, with the turf stakes races, you got to look out for one Mr. Charlie Appleby, that's for sure.
He'll be represented. I see William Buick's already named on a horse on Friday, so watch those two when they get together.
We're keeping our fingers crossed that that rain that's predicted at Saratoga makes it all around the racetrack, but not on the racetrack, that's for sure. All right, we know you're getting ready for your show. Give a plug for that.
You can go to thoroughbredla.com. I'll be on from 8 to 10, and I'm going to have some guys. We're going to talk a lot about that Saratoga meet. I'm going to have at the 9 o'clock hour, Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Forum to give us the New York workouts and who's probable for the Belmont. And then we'll have Brad Free from California in the first hour. We'll talk about some of the California horses going to New York next week.
Oh, fantastic. And they get that where again?
ThoroughbredLA.com. That's our website. You can listen to it right there. We'll be on at 8 o'clock.
All right. And your Lindell Report will be covering the Saratoga 4-day meet and Santa Anita all next week on their racing cards. Let's get a pick today, and we'll let you go and get started.
Let's go down to the eighth and final. Only eight races today at Santa Anita. In the eighth race, number nine, Sassy Prancelot, had a rough trip in her debut in a race that was rained off the turf. That was last September. She's bred top and bottom for the turf sprint game. Good, solid, consistent work pattern coming off the layoff. Lasix on. I think this is what she wants to get on the turf this time around. 6-1 on the program. Look for a better effort. Number nine, Sassy Prancelot, race number eight at Santa Anita.
Eighth and final at Santa Anita, number nine, Sassy Prancelot. The nine in the eighth race, John Lindell's pick off the Lindell Report. The Lindell Report for all the races today. Selections on all the races is suggested late pick five, pick four, I should say, a suggested late pick four, and all that goody information. All on one sheet, the comprehensive Lindell Report right now, available only here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge. And, John, before I let you go, since you are a horse owner as well, this new cage bit on Sierra Leone, I'm interested to get the second opinion of as your one of your guests that are talking about the workout yesterday morning. Want to see if he's handling that cage bit, that new bit, fine. It's a bit that I think is designed so you can control the horse from lugging in and out, right?
Right, it's a little bit more of a severe bit than the deep bit that they usually use, and it gives the jockey a little bit more control. I was surprised that they had Sierra Leone on the inside of the team drill yesterday. If you're trying out that bit, wouldn't you put him on the outside of the other horse to see if he wants to lay in? So, you know, but Chad Brown knows what he's doing. If he says it's okay, then I'm going to assume it's okay.
I got to assume, though, you'll be asking at least that question in the next hour.
Oh, yeah, it's on the list. Yes.
Okay, you got it. Thanks a lot, John. We'll be listening at the top of the hour. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, good luck today.
All right. We will round up our show and end up the show today with Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, we put a cap on the race day shows for this week with our final segment today. And then, of course, Monday and Tuesday, we'll be getting ready for a big set of shows next week, starting on Wednesday, leading right up and past the Belmont Stakes, third jewel of the Triple Crown. I want to remind you to stay with us here at the South Point Studio streaming in the studio, South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube, that's for sure. Now, coming up tomorrow, they will draw for the Belmont Stakes and the Met Mile. Both will be drawn right around noon our time here in Las Vegas. So we'll have everything set and ready to go by Wednesday morning, the draw on Monday. Now we're going to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right. I could say that we're going to crank it up for next week at Saratoga, that's for sure. Hopefully, all of the rainy weather will stay away from the track there in that area for next week, because it's going to be a hell of a week of great stakes races, great racing going overall. And I got to tell you, they have a multitude of pools that you can jump into. And I'm not talking about water pools. I'm talking about betting pools that you can jump into to play the races there. They have several of those new pools that they take several races from one day to the next day. You know, a two-day pool there, et cetera. So it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, the cards on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Saratoga, they're going to remind the viewers out there of, like, Keeneland. They're going to be big fields, classy horses. If you're a handicapper, put pen to paper and do some homework, because they're going to be great races to bet.
No question about that. And, of course, you will be doing a special an extensive, special, complete one for Belmont Stakes Day, right?
That's correct. The 14-race Belmont card on Saturday. I'll be doing a report for Brisbane.com. It'll be available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website, probably no later than Wednesday early.
All right. Well, Richie, we know that your regular selections for Santa Anita will also be available on the racing days next week at Santa Anita as well. All can be had at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, man, you are on a run. Got a win yesterday in the Honeymoon Stakes with a nice $8.20 payoff with Circle of Trust. That was a nice win. And, of course, as you indicated, when it's a stakes race on the turf, look for Phil D'Amato. You did, and he got there at 8.20, I should say.
Yeah, and, a beautiful ride by Antonio Freso. He had the favorite in his hip pocket on the left side, And Mike Smith could not get out until way too late. The race was over.
Yeah, he Mike Smith was screaming for a place to go and no place to go, that's for sure. Don't know if he'd have beat that horse on the square anyhow, but it would have been nice to see them two get clear trips to the wire. But that was yesterday, and now today, where are we going with the keep the mojo going here with the picks?
Well, I got a Scirocco play for you in race number 8, Ralph. It's the 6.5 furlongs on the grass. I like the number 4, Moonlight Tryst. This horse, second time starter for David Hoffmans. This horse has fabulous pedigree. I mean, you know, American Pharoah is the sire, and a Candy Ride mare. But this horse ran huge in debut and was extremely unlucky to lose. I think this horse gets, if it gets a clean trip, it's going to be awful tough to handle. Let's go with the 4, Moonlight Tryst in race 8.
Eighth and final race, number 4, Moonlight Tryst, gives me a Scirocco play with John Lendo's pick. Eighth race. My Scirocco play will be an exacta box of 4994. Your selection is the 4, Moonlight Tryst. The rest at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz. And Jerry Jackowitz, of course, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, we know, that you're going to be taking a little time off now, as you often do in the month of June, to tighten up all the stuff in the office and all that stuff there with the computers and all that. So this will be your final day until on the show until when?
July 11th.
Okay, and you will be sending us those selections because you will still be doing the basic Power Pages. You just won't have the Power Page Plus, correct?
Right. The Power Page Plus is going to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The Power Page works every day. It just grinds right on through.
So. Okay. So you'll be
for the New York tracks and one for the Southern California tracks all the way through till I come back on 7/11. And then the Power Page Plus will pick up once again at that point.
All right. And now, Jerry, are you going to be sending me picks or just the Power Page and me interpreting?
No, I'm going to be sending you the Power Page. I don't think so. I don't think I'll be sending picks.
Okay, so therefore I have to interpret your Power Page then.
And I bet you'll do a wonderful job.
Yeah, right. That'll be interesting, that's for sure. Okay.
No, you should keep some records. I'm betting that you'll do great.
Well, let's
By the way, just as long as you have Richie and John's play in the ninth race. I have a V horse.
Yes, you do, and I'm going to put that in.
To go with them. And I will say that one of my star horses matches one of either Richie or John's horses.
Right. Get that Power Page because that is the case, and I'm going to be boxing all 3 of those in gimmicks, that's for sure. But for the race they show, the Scirocco plays the 4994. Give me a horse.
Okay, let's go to the first race, Ralph. We got Titonia. The 2 horse in the first race, we just mentioned Phil D'Amato, looks really good to me at 2-1. There's 3 horses right at the 2-1 margin. Maybe we'll get 2-1 on this horse for Hector Berry. I love the horse today. I think she lays over the field and is in good shape. So we'll take the 2. I have no hookups. It's a tough exact in a small field. So just a good win bet on the 2 in race number 1.
Well, not only that, but that is the start of the early pick 5. If we can single the 2 there, then we got a little bit of a spread going on in the next 4 races. And they are short fields of 5, 6, 6, and 7. So with that, with the singleton there, get that horse there. And it gives you an advantage to put a smaller ticket together and hit that pick 5. And so in the first race, post time 1 o'clock this afternoon, first race you like the 2, Kitonia. The 2 Kitonia in the first. Anything else, or we'll let you sign off.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing the 6th race today, too. Number 2, Itzel for Peter Miller, coming back off a layup. Very, very fast horse. Draws the inside, gets won. This is, I love this horse. 4-1 seems really rich. I'll take the 2 over the 3, 7, 8, and 9. Reverse 3, 7, 8, 9 back over the 2. But the 2 in race number 6, that's a pop-out key and a feature play at 5-2 or better.
All right, 6th race, number 2, Itzel, the 2 over 3, 7, 8, 9, and reverse $2 ROI on the 2. And as we say, Power Pages will still be available. Power Page Plus goes on a little sabbatical until the 11th of July when Jerry will rejoin us on the show. So, Jerry, we hope you have your time off not only to do what you have to do in the office, but take a little rest, maybe play a few rounds of golf as well. That's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be nice. We'll try and enjoy the.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
Recharge our batteries.
Definitely. Recharge. Always good to recharge. That's for sure. Well, we will be back with the race day shows on Wednesday for the big week next week for the Belmont Racing Festival, etc., at Saratoga. So in the meantime, enjoy your Sunday, I don't know, jump into the pick six carryover there at San Anita, maybe. Jerry's got one more thing to say. He's going to say it right now.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.